The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Monday, December 12th edition of the program. We have a high-profile transitioner to female, Kristen Beck, who has now reportedly called that transition the worst decision he has ever made because he is going back to being a he. He's a former member of the U.S. Navy SEALs. He got a lot of media attention for that initial transition to female, to become a trans female many years ago. We will discuss what this means for the trans movement, plus more Twitter files dropping over the weekend, the libs in total meltdown and disarray about so much of that. And I have also, for your listening enjoyment, some Fauci time to get into today, because Fauci is out there telling everybody that he has nothing to hide. He didn't do anything political. He thinks that, you know, it was tough. We probably needed lockdowns, even though lockdowns are terrible. All that stuff. Fauci is the absolute worst. Get into it in a second, my friends. You ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you didn't have the time to do it on your own? That's what I felt myself until I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. And now I own, through an LLC with my brothers, five houses. We have five houses that are real estate investments. We pooled our money together. And once you understand how to do this, it becomes so straightforward, but you need experts to guide you along, to be there to answer any questions, to help you troubleshoot if something comes up. And I mean guide you to where you should invest, pick the house out, why it's a good investment. They walk you through all the numbers. So they turn you into a real estate investor. You understand what you're doing and why this is good for your long-term financial stability and growth. But you got to do it the right way. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. And I do think that this is something that once you see what the upside is and how intelligent this the strategy is, this process, you'll be really, really impressed. Now, Kristen Beck is a former Navy SEAL, reportedly a member of SEAL Team 6. And we all know that we are supposed to accept anybody who claims to be trans, that this is an essential truth, and that if you have any questions about this, in fact, if you try to stop them from transitioning, let's say, or you don't want to use their preferred pronoun, anything like that at all, you're a bad person. In fact, you're a bigot. Maybe you should have some of your rights taken away. You're a horrible human being. We know this is these are the rules in the world of the trans agenda. So you have to affirm it. So a 6'5", 280-pound guy who says, I want to play women's rugby now, which this actually happened, maybe he was 6'4", you have to say, yeah, that's a female. And remember, the trans female, we are told, is not a trans female. It is a female, the same as any other, which is why we're also told that men can get pregnant, even though we know that men can't get pregnant. This is about absolute control and the destruction of the most basic foundation of Western civilization as we know it, which is the family and gender. All of this is tied in together. And so that's why the left will play this game simultaneously. Why is it such a big deal to you when we focus on it? And then they keep pushing and pushing and getting more radical and getting crazier. And then the moment we say, hold on a second, you know, drag queen story hour for 4-year-olds, you're teaching highly sexualized content to kids that are in grade school from these adult males with prosthetic breasts with fishnets, stockings on. And I mean, what is going on here? They go, well, why are you such a bigot? Why are you making such a big deal of it? We know the game that they play. We see it. It's obvious. Well, I remember when Kristen Beck, who was a Navy SEAL, 20 years of service, United States military, transitioned, and that was used. The media held this up as, see, our bravest and our best are often trans. There's nothing about mental health or mental health issues that relates to being trans. This is about living one's truth. Our elite warriors, this was the line. Our elite warriors can be and are sometimes trans. So how dare you question any of this? That was the line. She, as in Kristen Beck, a he, is living her truth. That's what they told us. Well, now there's a big backlash because Kristen Beck has blasted the VA for giving him hormones after a single hour-long consultation and calls the sex change operation, he did have operations, not a full downstairs, you know, transition, but a facial, sort of a shaving they do of the face to look at appear more feminine, did do serious surgery to transition to female. And now he says, and I can say he because it's a he, isn't it? Right now we all agree it's a he. It was always a he. It's amazing. You read this article in the Daily Mail, by the way, and you end up seeing that they use they pronoun or they pronouns as well as he, as well as she. Because what do you even do at this point? Once you've seeded that pronouns are something that you have to, out of some deference, use not based on reality, but based on whatever somebody feels internally, well, they can change that at will. So then you have to keep shifting around the pronouns to keep them happy, right? That's the only way. And that is, in fact, what they do in this article. It's crazy. But what does it mean if somebody can transition? That was living his essential truth as a her, but now he is saying, I was never a her. This was a disaster. This was awful. Effectively, this decorated Navy SEAL was going through a mental, a psychological episode, and the fashion of the moment with regard to trans ideology pushed him far down this pathway, and it was now something that he says is the worst decision he's ever made in his life. It was horrible. So what does it mean if you can transition and then detransition? Can you just go back and forth? Let's really think this through for a moment. Can you become a man on Tuesday and then a woman on Thursday and then go back to being a woman, or a man rather, the following Monday? If not, why not? What exactly is it based on, if not psychology and the feelings that a person has? It's not based on biology. We know that much. It's not even based on a specific surgery or a specific medical procedure. That's not the case. So what is it? It's a feeling. Oh, they say it's an intrinsic truth, but if it's an intrinsic truth to that person, and if you therefore have any problem with it, you're a bigot. How can it change? Oh, I know what they're going to say. It hasn't really changed. That you can only change one way. This is what the activists will tell you. And that now the mental health issue only comes into play when the trans female says, I'm actually a male. I never should have done this. I was always a male. They lied to me. You'll see this now. By the way, they're not going to spend any time covering this story either because it complicates their narrative so much. Another instance of this where the internal truth of the individual somehow doesn't matter at all is in the mass shooter, the mass murderer at the Q nightclub in Colorado. That individual claims to be non-binary. Now they're just putting out analysis in news organizations over the weekend saying that that person isn't really non-binary. Oh, how do they make that determination? Based on what? That person has used they pronouns for years, by the way. It wasn't just somebody who went in and committed this heinous mass murder and then, as some form of trolling, decided to say, I'm non-binary. He'd been non-binary for years, at least by his own declaration, years prior to the mass murder event. And so on what basis are they saying he's not non-binary? Who is the judge of these things? And even more importantly, what are the standards by which we are all supposed to judge these things? So what also does it mean when we're told that you're a bad person if you don't use pronouns, as if pronouns are something that someone can just shift like a T-shirt, you know, just change it day in and day out? You're a bigot if you just think that a pronoun is based on whether someone's a he or a she. Well, what if you could become a she and then a he again, which is what we're seeing? And then also just it's exactly what you would expect when it comes to the way that Kristen Beck feels exploited. The left completely exploits people. The left wants as many children to medically transition as possible. This White House, the Biden administration, this goes all the way to the top. They want children to take drugs used for castrating sex offenders. They want children adolescents to have their breasts removed if they're female, so-called top surgery. They want the mutilation of people's genitalia to occur. It is not, in fact, true that you can create female genitalia out of male. In fact, the people who really know about this, it's appalling what they are doing to people. It's awful. It is medical malpractice. And it's evil, but it's fashionable. And the people that are doing it, what's so poisonous, what's so destructive about this, the people that are doing it and pushing it, they think they're the good guys. They think they're heroes for doing this. They're not ashamed at all. Whether it's children, whether it's people going through a psychological episode, doesn't matter. Transition as many people as possible, as fast as possible. Destroy the separation that we have culturally, emotionally, psychologically from gender in society. Destroy that barrier. That's what they seek to do. And whatever the social and individual casualties are along the way, they just don't care. This is what we're up against. It is important to know how the other side operates. I'll talk here in a second about the latest on Twitter, but you know, Twitter's in the news a lot, including the revelation that there were 5 million user accounts that were exposed recently in a software vulnerability. It's a lot of personal information that then gets out there. And these hacks happen all the time. All it takes is one employee of a big company to click on the wrong email, and all of a sudden, they've got a phishing scam underway and they can get access to this stuff. And then they post it on the dark web. So your information's out there on the dark web. What are you going to do about this? Well, your personal information is getting exposed a lot. You need LifeLock to watch your back. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. They do that by monitoring online transactions and opening accounts and account openings in the billions every week. And if you become a victim of identity theft, a LifeLock restoration specialist will work to fix it. They assign a dedicated U.S.-based restoration expert to help you resolve the issues you're contending with. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use my name, promo code BUCK, for 25% off. Now, the latest Twitter revelations show more of what we had already thought was going on. Here's Howie Kurtz over on Fox News talking about this on Sunday. He says, hey, this one is once again a bombshell. Play nine.
This shows beyond the scintilla of a doubt that Twitter executives under the previous management were lying. I believe the technical term is a crock when they said, oh, we don't target conservatives. Oh, we don't shadow ban. And we certainly don't do it for reasons of ideology. It was all about ideology. Yeah, this is a bombshell. Elon Musk has changed the conversation with this. And one last point, which is that if you were a conservative who's complained about this, you were kind of dismissed as being a conspiracy theorist. You were paranoid. Yeah. You know what you were talking about. Well, it turns out those people on the right who said they were being targeted, they were right.
They were right, obviously. And what do we do about this now? Well, it's important that we all see the situation for what it is. Big tech has colluded together and done everything that they can to make sure that we don't have free exchange of ideas. And in a place where you're talking about elections based upon an informed electorate, right? We don't have straight up sham elections like Turkmenistan, 97% all vote for the same person. That's what Democrats would like here. They think that would be more moral. They think that would be better. But Elon Musk understands the stakes. It is civilization itself. He says if the battle against wokeness, he tweeted this over the weekend, if the battle against wokeness is lost, nothing else matters. And it is true. Wokeness is a civilization destroyer. Everything that is good about the American civilization is put in jeopardy directly by wokeness. That's what you can see from all of the outcomes here, because there's no outer limit to it, right? Creativity gone, free speech gone, freedom of conscience gone, humor gone. What is America without these things? What is this place? Just like a big rest stop, you know, get some potato chips, get the gasoline that you're rationed before they give you your tiny electric car and maybe tell you to eat some bugs. I mean, what really is the future of America without those things? Elon gets it. He understands it. And that's why it's remarkable to see somebody who is the richest man in the world taking it upon himself to fight this fight in this way. And then there's Fauci, little Fauci. He's atrocious. He's the worst, the absolute worst little Fauci in the world. He said the following, that he is happy to go out there and testify before congressional probes because he thinks it's bizarre that politicians are upset with people like him. Play clip four.
It's a bit bizarre, I think, in our day and age to have health officials who are doing nothing more than trying to get people to be safe and save their health and their lives and their family to get attacked in a way, not only me, but my family, my children and my wife. That is really bizarre. But I am very happy to testify before any congressional oversight committee. I have nothing to hide. I can explain and validate everything that I've done. So, you know, it's going to be inconvenient if they actually are out there essentially threatening to make my life miserable. But I'm going to do what I need to do. And that is cooperate fully because we have nothing to hide at all.
Notice how, what a slime ball he is and how he initially says people are threatening my wife and children. And then he starts talking about congressional oversight. Well, hold on a second. Are congressmen threatening your wife and children? Oh, you mean you create this little, I'm a victim. All the big, bad, mean Trump supporters All right, anybody who threatens Fauci's wife and children is a disgraceful moron who actually helps the authoritarian apparatus in its perpetuation of Fauci's lies. All right, you don't threaten someone's wife and children ever, period, full stop. But that's not what the right, that's not what Rand Paul, that's not what members of Congress are trying to do or advocating for. They want answers in a congressional forum as to why Fauci lied and was the worst about everything. But you see what a slimy little infighter he is. Oh, they're threatening my family. But sure, I'll speak to Congress. Well, what is one? And one has nothing to do with the other. But he understands propaganda. That's really how he stayed in his job for 50 years or whatever it is. He knows how to manipulate perception. He knows how to work the bureaucracy. And he's still holding out that what he did was reasonable. What he did was malevolent. It was sadistic. It is awful. The fact that you still go into a lot of doctor's offices and people are saying you have to mask up, that's because Fauci refuses to come out and say masking is stupid. It does nothing. It does nothing. And you say, oh, but maybe it'll reduce the transmission 10% for the 10 minutes once a week you wear the mask in the doctor's office. Idiotic. Idiotic. And everybody who can think for themselves knows it. But Fauci is a relic. He is almost like a holy relic for the left. And so they're going to do everything they can to prop him up. He's going to get a huge book deal here. $5 million, $10 million advance, mark my words. Then he's going to go on a speaking tour. Fauci is an icon to the left because he went along with what the apparatus needed. He helped Biden win the 2020 election, and he established a precedent. He established a basis for future absolute control of the American people by woke left-wing lunatics. Because they're keeping you safe from COVID. We will not stop this fight. We absolutely will not. We'll be back with more tomorrow, my friends. Appreciate you rolling with Shields High. Sorry, Mike. So yeah, for at least the pod audio, edit out my like, is it there or is it there? If you don't.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.